Good morning, and welcome to our celebration of communion of the Lord's Supper together this morning. We celebrate this supper each Sunday and invite all who love the Lord Jesus to join us in breaking bread and eating it together and in drinking the cup. The bread and the cup are symbols of the body and blood of our Lord Jesus. By eating and drinking these emblems, we proclaim that Jesus has died for each of us, paying the penalty once and for all for our sins, for our rebellion against God, and washing us clean. Now, imagine waking up in the morning to find yourself lying in the middle of a dense forest. Just as you get out of your sleeping bag, you hear the roar of wild animals. All of a sudden, you are rushed by a large pack of ferocious, hungry animals with their large teeth bared. This is the picture that's painted for us by the famous author C.S. Lewis in his book Mere Christianity. He suggests that when we wake in the morning, all our hopes and wishes rush at us like wild animals. He contends that as Christians, our first task each morning is to get rid of all those thoughts that come rushing at us like wild animals. Instead, we need to replace those wild thoughts of rushing animals with that quieter, stronger voice of God and take our direction each day from Him. In a similar way, as we come to this communion table, we face a similar challenge, freeing our mind from all the thoughts that rush at us. Can I suggest three ways in which our remembrance of Jesus can be enhanced? Firstly, when you partake of the bread and the cup, put from your mind all thoughts other than the remembrance of Christ and his sacrifice. Get rid of all those wild animals rushing at you. Jesus' invitation to do this in remembrance of me requires us to eliminate all extraneous, distracting thoughts from our minds and to focus all of our thoughts upon Jesus. Secondly, as you meditate on Christ's sacrifice, remember not only his physical pain and suffering, but the spiritual significance of his death on the cross. Firstly, the payment of the penalty for our sins. Secondly, the breaking of the power of sin in our lives. And thirdly, the defeat of Satan and evil for all time. Thirdly, ponder the significance of Christ having died in your place, in your stead, for your sins, as your substitute. Don't see yourself just looking at the cross, in fact, looking at the three crosses at Calvary from a distance, from a long way away, from 2,000 years away. No, let me suggest that we need to see Jesus on that cross as being something in which we are intimately involved, each one of us. We need to see ourselves rather as one of multitudes of people drawn from every tribe and nation needing to stand beneath the cross and be washed clean by the blood of Christ. In 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 24, we read, "He himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, so that we might die to sin and live for righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. So then, as we remember Jesus this morning, fill your minds with Christ. Recall the spiritual significance of Jesus' sacrifice for you, and see yourself as one who is vitally involved in his death, standing beneath that cross and being washed clean by his blood. Let's give thanks for the bread. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning for the fact that we can come and remember our Lord Jesus, that we can focus all of our thoughts upon him and his sacrifice for us. Thank you, Father, that there is far more than physical suffering and death on that cross, but that through that sacrifice we have been freed from the penalty of sin. We have seen its power to control our lives stripped away. And we have the promise that we shall be with him in paradise, separated from sin for all eternity, freed from its power for all eternity. Father, we thank you for this bread, which reminds us so clearly of his sacrifice for each of us. Thank you in the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen. Will you eat with me now? Let's give thanks now for the cup. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this cup, this symbol, this emblem, which speaks to us of the blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father, for its cleansing power. Thank you that it washes us free from sin for all eternity. Father, thank you that we can remember our Lord Jesus through these symbols. And we give you thanks now for this cup in the name of Jesus our Lord. Amen. Will you drink with me now as we remember the blood of Christ shed for us? Thank you for joining us this morning. May God bless you in this week ahead.